إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which have effects in the state of its sentences, its formation and its sequences. If you could recall in our previous session, we were having some grammatical analysis on the verses of the second chapter, verse 193 to verse 194 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we are going to proceed further. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام The sacred month is for the sacred month. The holy month is basis, the holy month. Mean whatsoever that happened in the previous holy month what would happen after that in the current holy month would be quite similar. As God revealed this verse, He obscured so many wisdom behind the bus. We know the negotiation of Hudaybiyah that took place during the lifetime of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions occurred in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. The month of Dhul-Qa'dah, popularly known as Dhul-Qa'dah. The sixth year after Hijrah, according to the Hijri calculation, according to the lunar calculation, according to the Hijri calendar. That incident took place in the sixth year after Hijrah, specifically in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. And Dhul-Qa'dah is part of the holy months, as God the Almighty mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, that إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. The numbers of months, the calculation of months, in the sight of God are 12 months. Amongst those months, there are four that are sacred, there are four that are holy, of which we knew about the interpretation of Arba'atul Hurum from the authentic hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram al-Rajab. These are the four sacred months. Ramadan is not included with due to holiness of the month of Ramadan. But the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab were the four months that God considered to be sacred. And that's why there are some types of devotional acts that are within these 4 months. Like the Hajj, the major one. Also a person can perform Umrah, for example. So Dhul-Qa'dah is part of the Ashhur al-Hurum. If you could recall, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dream that he saw him circumambulating the Kaaba together with his companions. So as part of the prophethood, any dream made by a messenger is a sajdah. It's a clear direction. That's how it is. A ru'ya saliha is part of the modes of revelation. Normally, the messengers, the prophet, receive revelation from God through angels, through Angel Gabriel, through Jibril alayhi salam. Gabriel is the special angel. It allows to transmit the revelation from God to his messengers. And we know the stages of revelation. From God, from Lahil Mahfuz, from Bayt al-Izzah, from Sama'ud-Dunya, up to the level where it would be revealed to the messenger, to the prophet. In the last three tafsir, last three Ramadan, we discuss about the stages of revelation. Likewise, also in the last two Ramadan, we mentioned about the stages of revelation. And likewise, in the previous Ramadan, we discussed about that fact, La Ayah. That Shahr Ramadan الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That is in the tafsir of ٢٠٢١ and 2022. Allah المستعان. We discuss on the stages of revelation. Certainly, the month of Ramadan is the month where the Quran was revealed. And God also mentioned, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكٍ. It is revealed in one particular night. So the Quran was revealed in one particular night to the Sama'ud Dunya, where the information was retained. It was being revealed to the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam time after time, gradually. And it was compiled within the duration of 63 years. Within 63 years, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam received the entire revelation up to the Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. To the final verse, وَتَقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. The series, as you can see, the chapters from chapter 1 to 114. This is best according to the Rasm al-Usmani. You get it? But the final chapter that was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah al-Baqarah. So within 63 years, there were so many revisions that happened between God the Almighty and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The revision of the Quran was not in the hands of the Sahaba, neither in the hand of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَاتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. So any verse that God desires to get it erased or to be forgotten, God has the right to that. And the verse that would come to replace that particular verse that was erased, it would be the best than the previous one that was erased. Or it would be quite dissimilar with the one that was erased in terms of rulings. So that's why the issue of an-nasikh, knowledge of an-nasikh wal mansukh, is very important. Because some of the verses were just refutations. Repetitions of the runes. That's why you would see some of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah are somehow related with the verses in Surah Ali Imran. Somehow related with the verses in Surah Al-Nisa. Somehow related with the verses in Surah Al-Ahzab, in Surah Al-Tawbah, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in Surah Al-Ra'd. Somehow related to the verses in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah Al-Alaq, for example. Surah Al-Alaq, the first chapter that was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last chapter that was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah Al-Baqarah. And in some of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, you would see they are confirming the information contained in the verses of the first chapter built to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some of the revised verses were not even compiled based on the revision. Allahu musta'an. When the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was receiving the revelation, he used to recommend to the Sahaba, this particular verse is revised. I received a new revelation from Jibril alayhi salam. So the rule is updated. So many updates from the rules of the previous civilizations, previous generations, before the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were some of the civilizations that God decided for them in a sort of punishment that they should not consume any fat. Anything that has cholesterol or triglycerides, they are not to consume lipids, fat and oil. Later on, God updated to this ummah that no more such kind of things. That's the reason why the messengers are merciful to humanity. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is merciful to humanity, and that's why you would see all the rules that were documented from the verses documented from the revelation of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You would see they are the real solutions to our problems. So God mentioned Ash-Shahru al-Haram wa Ash-Shahru al-Haram wa al-Hurumatu Qisas. The sacred month is for the sacred month. The sacred month versus the sacred month. The holy month versus the holy month. Wa al-Hurumatu Qisas. And the limits. The forbidden matters, there is law of equality in punishment. Mean whoever crossed the limit, such person shall be put into trial, shall be punished equally. There shouldn't be any differentiation, any privilege. There shouldn't be any nepotism, favoritism in terms of law implementation, in terms of executing the rule, in terms of punishment. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So whoever cross the limit against you, whoever harm you, whoever terrorize against you, فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. So you can punish the person بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم. But similar to how the person, how the individual crossed crosses the limit against you. So usually, no one is allowed to initiate a conflict or a war, to wage a war against any human, against any colonies, or to initiate a fight. So ever initiate a fight, has crossed its limit. So whosoever crosses limit against you, according to the law, you have the right to bring the person to justice. So if you want to punish the person, according to the law, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear God. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And you should know that God is together with the pious. This is the literal translation of the information contained in the verse. It's a proceeding from the previous verses. Verse 190, 191, 192, and 193. So this verse is a precept to the previous verses. So, if we review the previous verses, they usually begin with Wow. Like وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ For example, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ But for this verse, It started الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام. It started with a subject. Meaning this statement is directly. It is something that is already known. Let's go into some grammatical analysis and diagnosis to this particular verse. God mentioned الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام so that for us to be able to capture the exact meaning of the sentences. As we had the translation of the sentences الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم فاتقوا الله واعلموا ان الله مع المتقين So الشهر الحرام the holy month this statement grammatically the holy month the holy month The holy month, the sacred month, contains an article. THE is an article, similar to A or AN, a holy month, for example, similar to an android. For example, so الشهر الحرام, the holy month, grammatically, the holy month, الشهر month is the subject. Is the mubtada is the subject. والحرام is an adjective. Usually in the علم النحو we say صفة. صفة للمبتدا. It is describing the noun. It is describing the subject. So meaning the month is holy. بالشهر الحرام. بالشهر حرام. بالشهر. There is باء. بالشهر. It's a jar will majru. Compliment and complimentation. Which are related to an unidentified object. Because as the sentence begins with a predicate, subject. So there should be an object. So but if the object is already known, already mentioned in the previous clause or previous sentence. So there is no need of mentioning the object. You get it? This indicating the aspect of balagha, eloquency in the statement. You get it? And usually for the sake of wisdom, you can use balagha. You can use eloquent expressions for the sake of wisdom. Sometimes we use logic or philosophy. For example, wallahu musta'an. I'm talking in the aspect of logha, in the aspect of literature, in the aspect of language, in the aspect of grammar. You get it? The aspect of expressions. So as we know, ba'un is farah, hiruf al-jam. From the basic theory of the ilm al-nah, basic theory of the logha. من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي وفي واللام والباء وفي واللام والباء بالشهر. Hope you get it. So since that the sentence begins with a predicate, a subject, and an adjective, there should be a compliment. And that's why it came with a compliment. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام. Usually, professionally in terms of logha, when you start a sentence with subject, with mubtada, an adjective, sifa come after the mubtada. Then it may require an adjunct for the statement to give complete sense or to showcase more eloquency. So God is also perfect in terms of logha, in terms of balagha. God decided to use an adjunct, to use an adverbial at the end of the verse. The statement is supposed to be, for example, الشهر الحرام مع شهر الحرام، الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام، أي بمعنى الشهر الحرام مع شهر الحرام. So but God delayed the ma'a. Delayed the ma'a. Delayed the ajam. And he attached the ajam at the end of the verse. We are going to that point later. God mentioned, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That ma'a. Grammatically has a relation with the initial phrase from the sentence. I don't know whether you are getting the point of the discussion. Allah musta'an. So this is a separate discussion. But let us go back to the normal point of the discussion. بالشهر الحرام. باء is حرف جر. So it is الجار والمجرور. الجار والمجرور. Complement and complementation. Al-Haram. We already mentioned it is an adjective. It is sifa. Description to the month. So this is indicating that this sentence is just proceeding. It is a preceding. And that's why it was mentioned when Hurmatu Qisas. So in the mode of recitation, it has influence. If you recite, الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام, you are not supposed to make a full stop. You need to continue up to والحرمات قصاص. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. That is because from the initial clues to the بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ, all this are preceding. You get it? So since that الْجَارُ وَالْمَجْرُورُ came before the end of the clues, and the discussion is a long one. So for it to be maintained, there is a need for a conjunction. And that's why God used وَالْحِرُمَاتُ قِسَاسٍ, use wawun. And that wawun that came is wawul atifa. Or we say atifati. For example, it's conjunction. It's conjunction. Just to connect the statement. والحرمات قصص. الحرمات, forbidden matters. The limits is a subject. Is al-mubtada. Wal-qisas, ay bimana? Wal-hurmatu qisas. Qisas that was mentioned. Is khabr. Khabr mubtada'un. Marfu. Alamat rafi'i. Ad-dummatu zahiratu. Ala akhirihi. That's why it has to be wal-hurmatu qisasun. It will never be والحرمات قصاص وقصاصا. No. Unless if it will come in a stanza mode, in poetry. And the قصاص would be at the end. When you are writing maybe in a mode of alfiya, with the qafiya of alfiya. This is another issue which is related to بحر البسيط الله المستعان. Let us come back to our discussion. والحرمات القصاص. الحرمات is المبتدا, is subject. القصاص is the خبر, is the object. You get it? The limits and the limits are equal. أي معنى الحرمات قصاص. الحرمات قصاص equal are the limits. Offenses are equal in terms of punishment. Equal are the punishment in terms of offenses. There shouldn't be any favoritism. You get it? Do not think that the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was not ardent. Waliyazu billah. There was no any father that loved his daughter to the level of how the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam loved his daughter Fatima. رضي الله عنها. وذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم cited an example. He made an example with her. None of the circumstances that if she is the one that committed that offense, he would beat the hell out of her. He would establish the law on her. He would bring her to justice. Allah musta'an. Recently we see, I think the previous year, when amongst them, individuals from the royal family of the Mamluka, the person committed an offense and the person was brought to justice. Likewise, we can see in different countries as how governments are trying to establish law, because there is no any survival to humans unless through the law, unless through complying to the law and order. Unless under the rule of law. Allah musta'an. So الحرمات قصاص. قصاص is the خبر المبتدا. المبتدا هنا is الحرمات. فمن اعتدى عليه. So whoever terrorized against you. That فاعل that كان grammatically. You identify it as fa'ul fasiha. It's fa'ul fasiha. The fa'ul for just eloquency. Do God wish? He could say, man i'tada alaykum fa'atadu alayhi. What he utilized, balagha. He utilized fa'ul fasiha. Allah musta'an. So if God would follow these rules, the rules are regulation in terms of literature, in terms of grammar. Why can't you learn grammar? You must be perfect. You must be accurate. If you make mistakes in the grammar, in English grammar, in Arabic, we have to make a correction. Don't blunder. If you make a blunder, you are there to make a correction. against that blunder, grammatically. Allah musta'an. Indirectly is a lesson. For God wants us to master the literature, to know the grammar, to be perfect and fluent in our utterances, in our sentences. Allah musta'an. Through that would be justified to our fellow humans. We would be able to communicate perfectly and to understand one another's information. One another's statements, and to do justice to the utterances of the people. To do justice to the people's utterances. Without knowing the grammar, you may end up understanding a statement upside down. For example. So that's the reason why grammar is very important. Knowing the lugha, knowing the al-nahw wa-sarf wal-balagha, need to know the phonetics, need to know the grammar. Need to know the lexis. Allah musta'an. In any language that you want to be familiar with, or you want to learn, for example, any language, Allah musta'an. Allah musta'an. Mani'tada doesn't mean that come, so ever. That mean that come. For mani'tada is man. Originally it is man. Because it has a conditional alphabet. A conditional word. You call it as shartiyya. And it is considered as a subject. For many itada, so whoever transgresses, whoever terrorizes, whoever crosses the limit. Itada is a phrase that contains fi'l madi. It's a phrase, i'tada alaykum, that contains fi'l madi and al-jar wal majrur. So i'tada is fi'l madi. What in the position of an explicit. To da? Action of the condition. So this is a conditional clause, a conditional sentence. So whoever transgresses against you, itada is fi'l madi, past tense. It's a past tense, fi'l madi. In the position of the condition, meaning it is long-term. It depends on the condition. فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا عَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. عَلَيْكُمْ is al-jar wal-majrur. عَلَى أَنْكُمْ. Complement and complementation. فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. So you can bring the person to justice. فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ. So transgress against the person. That Pa'un that come is not like the previous Pa'un. This Pa'un is a conditional one. We call usually this Pa'un as Pa'un Rabitatu Yujawa. It's entitled to an answer. Meaning an answer to that condition. Fa'tad. It's a tense that showcases a command. It's a tense of command. Fi'lu amri. But usually this kind of statement, this kind of tense is built upon nunun. Abimana faman itadna alaykum. فَمَنْ اِعْتَدْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ It's all accepted. اللَّغَ فَمَنْ اِعْتَدْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ اِعْتَدْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْكُمْ But due to the grammatic point of view and balagha, that noon should be obscure. It has been recited as fa'atadu. That wawun is considered as a subject. So you transgress. Alayhi. It's al-jar wal-majroor. Because ala is part of huruf al-jar. Compliment and complementation. Bimisli ma'atada alaykum. That ba'un that come is part of huruf al-jar. It's also a compliment and complementation. Bimisli ma'atada alaykum. I'tada alaykum. I'tada is fi'lu madhi. It's past tense. So ever transgress against you, you shall also transgress against the person. Similar with similar to what the person transgressed against you. Wattaqullah and fear God. The one that come here is wawun. Al-istinafiyya. Istinafiyya. Just for precedence. And this indicating the severity in the punishment. So since that the punishment might be a severe one, therefore God mentioned wattaqullah and fear God. So if certain communities terrorized against you, against your community, you have the right, according to the law, to bring them to justice, to punish them. You see what has happened in Moscow. In Cork City Hall, some of the terrorist attack the Cork City Hall. So the government of that particular nation get to some of those miscreants, for example. And it was reported that they took them to court. So that's how it's supposed to be. Whoever break the law, bring the person to justice. Let the work be according to the law. Let the law work on such offenses. So since that whoever terrorize against you would be punished you have the right to punish the person. So God said a reminder. He said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ and fear God. Meaning you should not cross limit. You might end up crossing a limit that is more yonder than the limit the person or the individuals crosses against you. So fear God. وَعَلَمُ and you should know the wawun that come is a conjunction. It's all out of it. It's out of it. It's conjunction. If you said wawun atifa, atifa has a meaning, for example, in terms of luga. Allah al-musta'an. When luga, when we talk about grammar, we are talking about other issues. When you say al-mubtada, differs with al-mubtada that you commonly know in terms of communication, in terms of language. If we say al-khabr, object, it's totally different with the object that you know. Suppose if I ask you, show me an object, you may show me a cup, a water bottle, a jug, for example, your gadget, your mobile phones, for example, your bikes, your cars, your private jets, all these are objects. Literally. But in terms of grammar, it is a different point of view. Somehow related, but different issue. We'll get to discuss on that. So fear God. That one that come is indicating a conjunction, a conjunctional statement. So it took is filu amri, which is built upon and erased noon. It is like what ta'ud. What taqna. What taqna Allah. It's also accepted and can be also processed in terms of feminine gender. وَتَّقِينَ اللَّهِ, as how also it came in an eye. Get it? So there is لَفْزُ الْجَلَالَ وَإِسْمُ الْجَلَالَ. لَفْزُ الْجَلَالَ Allah, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear God. لَفْزُ الْجَلَالَ that count is in the position of maf'ulun bihi, grammatical. So here we are going to have problem with the scholars of theology, scholars of tawheed, scholars of aqeedah. If you said Allah is maf'ulun bihi, you see, iyazan billah. But that's how it is, grammatical. So Allah, usually we say lafzul jalal, but it came after filu amri. After a tense, a past tense. And the position of God, the name of God that come after past tense is in the position of object. So we know theologically, God is not, you cannot just refer God as object. For example, Allah musta'an. As God usually used to mention his attributes, giving some attributes like the human's attributes. God says he has ears, he has hands, for example. وَكِلْتَا يَدَيْهِ بِالْفَوَاطِلِ تنفعك استنزاء منظومة حائية. So God has attributes similar to the attributes of his creators. Although different, so still you cannot just directly consider God as object or as energy or as matter. God has all this. Allahu musta'an. Grammatical, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Allah رَفْكَمْ The لفظ الجلالة is in the position of object. After that, past tense. After اتَّقُوا وَعَلَمُوا And you should know. The one that came also is for conjunction. اِعْلَمُوا is فِيلُ mouth. And you should know which contain a subject. And Allah ma'a al-muttaqeen. That surely God is together with the pious. Is together with the righteous. So, أن الله Grammatically, in the ilmu linahum, we consider this as anna wasmuha. So Allah would be like ismu anna. Do you get it? So anna usually is harfu nasbin wa tawkidin. Harfu nasbin wa tawkidin. And that's why it should be recited. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ If you recite أَنَّ اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهِ This is wrong. Perfectly, أَنَّ اللَّهَ Because أَنَّ is حَرْفُ نَسْبِ حَرْفُ نَسْبِ It descends فتحة to any name that come up. أَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ You should know that God مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ is along with the pious. So who would say أَنَّ حَرُفُ نَصْبٍ وَتَوْكِيدٍ Allah is لفظ الجلال But grammatically suppose another name come not the name of God another noun come not God then we can say اسم أن واسم إن for example مع المتقين along with the متقين but originally this مع along has a position since from الشهر الحرام والشهر الحرام أي معنى الشهر الحرام مع شهر الحرام والداد along God knows its perfect position then he attached along مع together at the end of the sentence so if we say together along is zarf. Which kind of zarf? Zarf zaman or zarf makan? Or zarf zaman wa makan? This is zarf makan. Adjunct of place. Which is dependent with the erase object. What's the erased object? That is the punishment. Have you got it? Allah musta'an. So you should fear God in terms of punishment, in terms of judgment, in terms of putting people into a low trial. These are some grammatical analysis to this particular verse. If we have more minutes, we can begin with the exegesis. So God mentioned, الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص. The holy month versus the holy month. والحرمات قصاص. And the offenses are equal in punishment. There should be equality in the punishment in terms of offenses. فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم. So whoever terrorizes against you, you can retaliate with quite the same as how the person transgressed against you. But fear God and know that God is together with the pious, who are right, together with the righteous. In terms of judgment, in terms of dealing of offenses, in terms of dealing with offenses. So we should not utilize any favoritism, the parties, the sporties, or any sort of demarcation or barrier in terms of punishment, in terms of law implementation. One amongst the scholars of jurisprudence and the scholars of exegesis, in his book of Tafsir, Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi, once mentioned in his book of Tafsir, Tafsir al-Karim al-Rahman, fi Tafsir Kalam al-Mannan, regarding the commentary on this particular verse. He mentioned in the first volume, that 89 of his book, when he mentioned that particular verse, he mentioned يقول تعالى, what the Almighty is saying, الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام, the holy month by verses the holy month. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام. The holy month versus the holy month. He said, يحتمل أن يكون المراد به ما وقع من سد المشركين للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه عام الحديبية. This considered to be what happened of blocking the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the mushrikeen on the year of Hudaybiyah. We know the Quraysh at then did not allow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform the pilgrimage. We discussed yesterday and the day before yesterday regarding the issue. So this considered as what has happened between the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and the authorities among the Quraysh and the Dukhuli li Makkah, as how Imam Sa'idi mentioned on entering to the city of Mecca. When entering to the city of Mecca, he mentioned وَقَادُوهُمْ عَلَى دُخُولِهَا من قابل and they forced them to just enter into the city of Mecca in the next year. In the next time. You know what they mentioned? They would give chance to them for 3 days to perform the pilgrimage in the next year. But for now, they must go back to where they came. So he mentioned in the book of Tafsir, وَكَانَ السَّدُّ وَالْقَضَاءُ فِي شَهْرِ حَرَامِ. And that blockage and the negotiation, that is the judgment, في شهر حرام, took place in a sacred month, in a holy month. Who is Zulqa'dah? That is the month of Zulqa'dah. Month of Zulqa'dah. فيكون هذا بهذا فيكون فيه تطيب لقلوب أصحابه وبتمام نسكهم وكماله. شيخ عبد الرحمن بن ناصر الدين السعيدي mentioned that فيكون هذا بهذا. So that this would be in accordance to that, meaning for this year, this month of Zulqa'dah would be a replacement to what has happened in the previous Zulqa'dah, in the previous years. فَيَكُونَ فِيهِ تَطْيِيبٌ لِقُلُوبِ الصَّحَابَةِ. So it would be within, in it, there would be a pleasure in the mind of the disciples, the mind of the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِتَمَامِ نُسْكِهِ, in accomplishing their devotions, وَكَمَالِهِ, and its fulfillment. So he further mentioned one of the paragraphs, وَيَحْتَمِلُ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَعْنَى, and it can also be considered that the meaning of الشهر الحرام بشهر الحرام, إنكم إن قاتلتموهم في الشهر الحرام فقد قاتلوكم فيه, فقد قاتلوكم فيه. For if you fight them in this holy month, indeed they fought you also in it. They had fought you in it. أهم المؤتدون فليس عليكم في ذلك حرج. They were the terrorists. فليس عليكم في ذلك حرج. So there is no any blame upon you in that. قال هذا فيكون قوله والحرمات قصاص من باب أطف الآم على الخاص. So it would be the statement, the saying of the Almighty, والحرمات قصاص من باب أطف الآم على الخاص. He mentioned that the saying of the Almighty, والحرمات قصاص, is in the condition of conjunction. It's in the position of conjunction. To make a conjunction of the general matter over the specific. As he mentioned, أي كل شيء يحترم من شهر حرام. أي كل شيء يحترم في شهر حرام. Everything is valued, is respected in a holy month. وبلد حرام, or a holy town, a sacred town, or إحرامي, or in the ritual precurement. Or ma huwa ammu min dhalik, or what is more broader than that? What is much broadly than that is? Like you come to a government residential area, GRE, and you want to be stubborn there, it would be easily handled, would be punished. You get it? For there are securities. They would easily beat the hell out of you. So there are things that are valid. Time that is a valuable one. Places that are very valuable. So as Sheikh mentioned, جميع ما أمر الشرع باحترامه فمن تجرى عليها فإنه يقتص منه فإنه يقتص منه. Whatsoever the law you command to its value, جميع ما أمر الشرع باحترامه. For everything that the law recommend, that particular thing, that particular matter should be respected. Anything that the law call towards, it's respect. فَمَنْ تَجَرَ عَلَيْهَا فَإِنَّهُ يُؤْتَصُّ مِنْهُ. So whoever became stubborn in that, فَإِنَّهُ يُقْتَصُ مِنْهُ. For such person shall be punished. فَمَنْ قَاتَلَ فِي الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قُوتِلْ. Whoever fight in the holy month, that person shall be caught. وَمَنْ حَتَكَ الْوَلَدُ الْحَرَامَ. من حتك البلد الحرام أخذ منه الحد. Whoever reach a holy town, a retribution must be taken against the person. ولم يكن له حرمة. The person will never have any amnesty. There is no more respect to any person that did not respect the law. فَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُكَافِئًا لَهُ قُتِلَ بِهِ. Whoever kill someone that is in his or her equivalent, such person would be executed also similarly. Suppose the person is an old person, and he terminated the life of an old person. So the retribution in that, in the sight of God, such old man would be executed. If he is a teenager, and he terminated the life of a teenager according to the law of God, such person should be executed also. Meaning there is no more respect to the person. And if he kill mukafi, you get it? Allah understand. So this is the rule regarding whoever terrorizes. ومن جرح أو قطع عدوا and whoever triggers an injury أو قطع عدوا or cut an organ. You know? Like in this time of ours, there are organ harvesters. Those people that they harvest people's organs. There are so many problems. You just need to follow the law and find your own way of survival. The situations are becoming like a situation of hunger again. Allahumma musta'an. There are organ harvesters. So whoever caught someone's organ, such forces has to be punished. ومن أخذ مال غيره المحترم and whoever take a wealth of any other person, the wealth that has been valued, a valuable amount of money, someone loot from you, the person loot your amount, loot your money. Suppose a person loots the public funds, the public money, the palliatives, for example. The person loot أخذ منه بدلة. An alternative to that would be taken against the person. Maybe he's sadaq. If he's a public servant, he's in public office, he's a public servant, he's doing a public service. So if he loot the public funds, an alternative shall be taken against the person. For as he has his wages from the government, so the law of al-qisas in that is that his salary will be cut as he chopped away the public funds. As the person chopped away the palliatives, so an alternative to that shall be taken against the person. أخذ أخذ منه بدلة أخذ منه بدلة. Alternative to that shall be taken against the person. So when Sheikh Abdul Rahman Nasiruddin al-Sa'idi get to that point, he mentioned a question. He said, ولكن لصاحب الحق أن يأخذ من ماله بقدر حقه عمله. Did the person of the right, the owner of the right, the person of the responsibility has the right to take the wealth from the wealth of such person? Or not? Suppose there is a particular politician that loots the public funds. Is it responsible for the public, for the citizens, to loot the wealth of the person? So there was so many debate between the scholars. And there are so many opinions and evidences with regards to that. But according to Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasiruddin al-Sa'idi, he said, الراجح من ذلك, the most accurate, the most preferred opinion in that. أنه إن كان سبب الحق ظاهرا كالضيف. If the cause of the right, the cause of the responsibility is apparent, like being him a guest, because some of the scholars, we have in the opinion that suppose the person loot the public funds, the public, they have the right also to take alternative to that. Suppose a person divert the palliatives, who hijack their palliatives, so they can take alternative to that from the wealth of the person. Some of the scholars we have in that notion, and some we say no. It's only the authorities, only the government that has the right to deal with the person. So he said the most accurate and preferred opinion is that if that right is apparent, the cause of the right is apparent, like being the person as a guest, for example, كالضيفي, being the person as a guest, إذا لم يكره غيره, if there is nobody that gave hospitality to such person except the house owner was زوجة alike, the example of a wife. So in that case, the house owner has the right to take alternative to that. Do you get it? Suppose a guest arrived into the town and nobody gave hospitality to the guest except one particular person. So if there were some monetary problems, the guest steal a wealth from the person, or the housekeeper, house owner, steal a wealth or some amount from the guest. So the right is very vivid. You get it? So in that case, the guest or the house owner can take alternative amount of money from the guest or the guest from the house owner, the person that gave the hospitality. And likewise, in the case of a wife, when her husband steal a certain amount from her wealth, her husband take a certain portion from her net worth, according to the law, she has the right to take alternative of that amount from the wealth of her husband. And likewise, if she is the one that take a portion from the wealth of the person, from the wealth of her husband, according to the law, the husband has an optimum right to take alternative amount similar to the amount that she has taken from his net worth. Do you get it? So how will it be? Through the legal process, through the court, in order to avoid complete spillover. Allahumma musta'an. And also, والقريب إذا امتنع من تجب عليه النفقة. إذا امتنع من تجب عليه النفقة. That's how he mentioned. And a relative that failed to accomplish to the one that his shelter is due under him. You have an elderly person. Your shelter, your nutrition, your meal is under that elderly brother of yours or sisters of yours. And it is amended according to the customary rules, for example, according to the culture, according to the traditions. Also according to the religious recommendation, it is amended, it is a wajib. So the person ceases to provide the required shelter or the meal to the table of the younger ones. فإنه يجوز أخذه من ماله. It is amended. It is legal that it can be taken from the well of the person. And this is the role of the government. The government has to scrutinize within the public if there are these kind of cases, as how it happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wife of Abi Sufyan, Hindu. She complained to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an authority that her husband was a wealthy person. He was having the highest net worth even. He was a rich person. He was financially buoyant. He was buoyant in financially. But the allocations that he gave to them, the allocations that he used to offer to them is not sufficient for their needs. It's not sufficient for her and her children. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommend to Hindu, the wife of Abi Sufyan, that she can take a desired amount, a desired portion from the wealth of Abi Sufyan to satisfy their needs. Why did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make that rule? Because he was an authority, he was an authority at the Your governor has the right to resolve this kind of issues in the community. Your chairman, your president has the right to decide in this kind of matters. The judges that we have, they play a key role in this kind of matters. Like in the previous example that we just gave, those who loot the public funds, if they are civil servants, the government shall replace that. They can take alternative to that. And if they already retired, so they can take alternative to that from their pension. Do you get it? Do not think that you will get away with it. You will never get away with it. Your pension is there. Allahumma musta'an. So this one of the point. I'm not the one that mentioned that. Don't hold me accountable. Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Sa'idi make such kind of clearance. And also he further mentioned, when can a sabu khafifa, if the cost is a little one, kama jahada like the one that opposes the debt. Of his partner. He took a debt and he opposes. He said he never had a debt or loan from the person. Or khanahu bi wadi'ati. Or he betrayed the partner in a particular deal. they had a deal and he betrayed. أو سرق منه ونحو ذلك. Or he steal from the partner or similar to that. فإنه لا يجوز له أن يأخذ من ماله مقابلة له. It is not legal for him to take a portion from the wealth of the partner in equivalence to that. جمعا بين الأدلة by aligning all the references and the evidences. In aligning to the evidences in such regards, the person has no right to take a portion of the partner. ولهذا قال تعالى and that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned تأكيدا وتقوية لما تقدم in affirmation, in affirming and strengthening what was aforementioned. Meaning, don't get confused. What he meant with that statement, suppose you are in a kind of startup, you have some partners, or you are running an industry with some other partners. So when it happens, one amongst the partners steal something, or you offered to the person a kind of premium, for example, or a loan or a debt, for example, and the person decided to oppose that, or failed to return the amount that he has taken. You don't have the right to take a portion from the wealth, from the investment of the person. You don't have a right to that, according to the law. Because the more you do that, the more it will create more problems. Maybe the industry will get vanquished. Do you get it? Get bankrupted, which leads to a kind of situation that would distort the normal work processes. So how can you deal with that issue? You need to interact, negotiate with the person, or by the utilization of some legal assistance in that matter. Because you are in a particular association with the person. He is part of the partners. He is a shareholder. So you need to understand yourself to resolve that. But the more you take a certain amount of money to replace the money that was taken by the person, you will not be pleased with that unknowingly. So you need to maintain the transparency. Allah musta'an. So that's the reason why God reaffirmed to that and to strengthen what was aforementioned. فَمَنْ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَعَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. And the workers, the employees, they should do. Any company, any industry has rules and regulations that you must abide to it. If you break those rules, you are creating problems to the industries, to the company. So they can also have their own way of punishment. They have the right to that. هذا تفسير لصفة المقاصة. That's what he mentioned. This is an exegesis to the description of the equality of the punishment, the execution, the trial, the judgment. وأنها هي المماثلة في مقابلة المعتدي. And that was the equality. المماثلة, that was the equality في مقابلة المعتدي. In person the law offense in person. The person the offense, you get it, the person that break the law, the person that crosses the limit. So and today people are taking this law terminologies as a kind of fun. A person would do something and he would broadcast in social media that I cross his limit or she crosses the limit. In the aspect of law, it is a different issue. So don't play with law. Allah musta'an. La 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 la